All of this comes to light because the talk of reparations became
an issue.
Because
they don't want to do anything.
And they don't want
to. The city, everything has turned it down. They don't want to give any sort of reparation for the 21 race riot. And it was a race riot. Every other race riot in history, reparations have been given, except this one. This one has gone all the way to the Supreme Court.
They turned it down.
And it's been turned down. So why? So what do you do?
This younger generation, does this make them angry or hostile? Or what do you think it does to them?
Nothing, really, because it's nothing for them to be angry about. They have enough to be angry about that's going on in their lives right now, instead of going way back to 1921.
You're saying in 2009 here, because they're black, they have enough.
Because they're people. Because we are people. Just like you, anybody else, times are tough.
Yeah.
Money is not available. People are trying to pay their bills, make their money, keep their jobs. It's not easy.
Okay.
So they don't go back to this. Now, our granddaughter, which is very close to us, and she knows that her granddaddy knows a little about this. And she knows that he's being interviewed by whoever can get in touch with him. And they write books about this. She's concerned because everybody's writing a book about it, and they're making money on it, but we're not getting anything from it.
Yeah.
People come here and interview, but they don't say, well, Mr. Young, I appreciate you speaking with me, and when I publish my book or whenever I do whatever I'm doing, I'm going to make money on this. I'll see to it that you get some money from this. It's like Mr. Young don't need no money.
But you've never received money from any book that was published?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But that's not saying that we should not receive money.
No, you believe you should.
I believe if you interview Mr. Young and he's in your book, shouldn't he get some of your proceeds?
Let's talk about what you did as a young man. Did you work at the Mayo Hotel?
Yes.
What did you do there? And how old were you?
I was a bailiff. Oh, I was in my 30s.
In your 30s?
Yeah.
In the 50s, you worked as a bellhop.
50s and 60s, yeah.
And it was such a marvelous, beautiful place.
The Mayo Hotel.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you remember people that were famous? Did you see there?
Yeah, Doris Watson, Joan Crawford.
Well, most any celebrity that came through town at that time would have stayed at the Mayo Hotel because it was the biggest hotel here, and that's where they frequented.
The reason we got to see Joan Crawford, it was through some pictures she had made and did some of her advertising. She came through it that day.
It was a busy hotel then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a busy hotel. It was the hotel.
What kind of money did you make? Do you remember?
Good money. Best money I ever made.
Is that right?
Best money.
Lots of tips?
Lots of tips. That was what we lived on. See, our salary was like $24 every 2 weeks. But our tips, we would run $10, $15, $20 worth of tips every day. As if you stayed up on the floor and worked.
Did you work days or nights or both?
Well, we worked both. We had like what they call a split shift. One day you'd work 10 hours, but it would be 5 hours in the morning, 5 hours at night. The next day you'd work 6 hours.
How many years did you work for the Mayo Hotel?
10, 15 years.
Brian Jackson, is that a name?
Byron Jackson.
Byron Jackson?
Yeah.
What was that?
They manufactured underground pumps that pumped it all out of the ground up to the ceiling.
And you worked there for a while?
Yeah, I worked there for 10 or 12 years.